Dave Sharp balances a cupboard door against its frame as his brother Andy secures it with a screw. They're installing cabinets in a cottage tucked into the woods of Quebec. The cabinets are made from century-old pine logs that Dave says were pulled from the bottom of the Ottawa River.
I think it's unbelievable that, like when you think that, we're working with wood that was destined to go to England, like maybe 150 years ago. And I always wonder what these old guys that cut the logs, what they'd think if they know that it was 2003 and here we are installing a kitchen in Quebec with the lumber that they cut. They'd probably think we were crazy for bringing it back up.
But for Dave and Andy Sharp, this wood is a source of inspiration. They design and build cabinets and furniture in the small town of Havelock, Ontario. They prefer this lumber because it's 20% denser and heavier than commercial pine. That's because the logs came from forests that had never been harvested before. Plus, the colors are unique. The lumber spent decades lying on the bottom of the river. There, it was exposed to minerals that left streaks of red, yellow, and blue. Mostly, the wood has the look of a marble cake. There are stark contrasts between the lights and the darks. Andy says the reclaimed lumber has changed the way he approaches his work.
Sometimes you'll find a unique board and you'll set that board aside because you know that it would make a neat board and a table or something. So the other thing, you tend to use more hand tools on this wood than what you do the commercial. You want to feel the wood.
Andy slides a hand planer along the edge of a door. Tiny curls of wood fall into a pile as he carefully molds the door to the frame. While Andy and Dave love the feel of the wood and the color, they say what really inspires them is the story behind it. At the turn of the last century, about two-thirds of men in the Ottawa area worked in the lumber industry. They spent the winter in rough cabins, cutting down trees and piling them on the ice. Come spring, they'd ride the logs downriver. Dave says those men are always present to him when he's working.
I can't pick up a piece of it where I don't think of the old days and, you know, the men that lived on the rivers while they were driving the logs and lost their lives. And I just, it fascinates me. And I think that I feel closer to them. I feel like I'm a part of that chain. I feel kind of like the end of the end of the log boom in Canada.
Let's leave that over like that, Will.
Yeah.
That passion influences customers too. Will Lockhart hired the Sharps to renovate the kitchen in his cabin. The cabin's an important part of his family's history. But he wanted it to represent the history of the region as well.
Today, a lot of people don't know about, you know, the logging days, and it used to be, as Dave and Andy mentioned, it's such an important part of this part of the world. I mean, everybody was involved in it. You know, the rivers were full of logs, and we don't know that anymore.
Dave Sharp says when he builds a piece of furniture, he imagines someone passing it on to their grandchildren and telling them the story of Canada's lumberjacks. It's estimated that the supply of reclaimed wood will be exhausted within 40 years. Dave and Andy Sharp plan to devote that time to preserving it in their furniture, leaving behind a tangible piece of history. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.